This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The presidential election is just 6 weeks away. Some public opinion polls show the race tightening now between President Bush and his Democratic challenger, Senator John Kerry. Other surveys give the president a significant lead, especially in the battleground states where this election is likely to be decided. NPR News analyst Koki Roberts joins us now for a look at the presidential race up to now. Good morning, Koki.
Good morning, Steve.
So Democrats have been voicing some concern about John Kerry's campaign. How significant is that concern?
Well, I think it's not all that unusual to have this kind of carping in the middle of a political campaign, and then something happens to turn the tide, a debate, events in Iraq, and everybody starts looking at the other campaign and carping about it. But having said that, I think that the advice that Leon Panetta, President Clinton's chief of staff, gave in yesterday's New York Times to John Kerry is probably pretty good advice, which is get a message, any message, particularly on the subject of Iraq. And I think that's likely to happen.
Kerry has certainly been talking about Iraq. He's expected to talk about it some more today.
That's true.
Now, when you look at these polls, does anything strike you as particularly unusual?
Yes. The thing that is really quite striking in them is that women right now seem to be going for President Bush. Now, that is highly unusual. The gender gap has been part of our politics since it first showed up in 1980. And that year, President Reagan won the women's vote, but he won it by a much smaller margin than he won the men's vote by. And that difference between the way men and women vote is called the gender gap, and it's been a crucial part of our politics ever since 1980, and it's been something that the Democrats have come to rely on, the fact that it's tough for Republicans, including Republican women, by the way, Steve, to get that female vote. In 1996, when Bill Clinton ran against Bob Dole, if only men had been able to vote, Dole would have been elected president, but Clinton won the women's vote by 16 points. So the fact that Bush is winning it right now is very significant.
Why would Kerry be having trouble with a women's vote?
Well, it's traditionally an economic vote. Women are more vulnerable economically. They're more dependent on government programs, or they are caretakers of people who are dependent on government programs. But women are also concerned about security. And in the way that pollsters always identify people like soccer moms or angry white men or NASCAR dads, they're talking about security moms this year. Mm. And it does seem to be appropriate because the gender gap did disappear after September 11th, and then it eventually reappeared. Now it's gone again. Now, if Kerry finds a way to get the economy front and center in this campaign, it's likely to reappear. But George Bush is very aware of the women's vote. He won it in his second term for governor in Texas. And that's what this whole conversation about compassionate conservatism is all about. It's always been aimed at trying to cut into the Democrats' advantage among women.
Well, when you move over to social issues like abortion and gun control, do women have significantly different views overall than men do?
On gun control, yes, but it doesn't seem to be a voting issue, particularly for president. Women are more for gun control than men are. They vote the same on abortion as men do. But where we are seeing a significant impact of the social issues, particularly gay marriage, is among evangelical voters. In those battleground states you mentioned, that is where we're seeing a big advantage for George Bush. And those voters are significant. Evangelical Christians are a very significant vote in those battleground states, and the Bush campaign's attempts to shore up that vote seem to be succeeding.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR News analyst Koki Roberts.